About 200 pigs are running around in a large outdoor pen on a farm in Peoria County, Illinois. Half the area is covered with a Quonset hut-type roof and a mesh tarp. The other half is open, and the floor of the pen is covered with straw. This is the old way to raise hogs, the way farmers once did it before the development of indoor steel and concrete pens that make up factory-style farms. Steve Christie owns this farm and makes a living as an independent farmer. He's one of the last independent hog farmers in the county. Christie says he survives by not competing with the big companies.
We play a different game because we're catering to a certain crowd of people. We know who our buyers are.
Christie says he was on the verge of losing his farm to a large agriculture company until he found a new way to compete. Some of the hogs he raises are certified as organic. That means he meets strict standards for the care of those pigs and doesn't use any chemicals to raise them. The rest of his animals are raised in what's called a humane and natural way. Some chemicals, such as pesticides, may be used in their feed, but the pigs are not confined in tiny pens throughout their lives. Instead, they can wander the farm and lead more natural lives until they go to slaughter. Christie says all this makes his pigs' meat more tender, and when he takes them to market, he only sells the best parts of the animals. Between using only higher quality cuts of meat and the way the animals are raised, this product is being sold for 2 to 3 times as much at health food stores and high-end restaurants. While organic and natural farming methods have long been a way for small crop farmers to stay in business, raising meat this way is just now getting more attention. Teresa Carbery is with the Pioneer Co-op, an organic foods company based in Iowa City. She says increasing the number of organic and humane livestock producers will lead to safer food and the preservation of more family farms.
We're seeing a decimation of the small producers. They simply can't compete. But this niche marketing gives them an opportunity, and it's something that a small operation can do better. In fact, a large operation, I don't know if they really could do it, giving the kind of individual care to animals, attentiveness to all these little details, that real people on modest operations can do very, very well.
Tom Garrett is with the Animal Welfare Institute, a Washington, D.C.-based animal rights activist group. He says the group encourages small livestock farmers to practice humane and organic farming techniques because the animals are treated better. But he also says having small farmers focus on the market for humanely raised animals can be a financially realistic way to help preserve the way of life on family farms around the world.
It can work economically, and especially in EU as the EU market opens up, because right now today the overall organic market in the European Union is about 10 times as large as it is in the United States.
Garrett says an increasing number of people in the United States and Europe are becoming more concerned about where their food comes from. Hog farmer Steve Christie agrees. He says he thinks consumers are willing to pay a premium price for quality meats that come from more natural farming practices.
I like to call it the evolution of the food industry. I think that the people are going to be more concerned about what they eat as time goes on here and want to know where it came from. In combination with that, I think they're getting tired of buying poor meat at the store and having to throw a lot of it away.
While farmers are pursuing organic and natural food markets to save their farms, the issue of quality may be more important in the long run to the businesses involved. Lori Jansen is the quality manager at Nyman Ranch, a company that specializes in meat from humanely raised animals.
If you don't have good quality pork, nobody's going to want it. Even if somebody's eating it because they're saving the family farmer, if it's no tastier than the eraser on your pencil, they're not going to come back and buy it.
Jansen says while producing quality meat, it's an added benefit that this style of farming can lead to more humane treatment of animals, protect the environment, and perhaps even save some small independent family farms. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan.